I don't know.
What does a baby do before it's able to walk?
Crawls.
And you'd say, if you were tired, you might say, I think I'll go over to the couch and
lie down or sit down.
And you'd say, someone was real sick, you'd say, he couldn't even sit up all morning. He just, bed? He just...
sick in bed, I guess.
Uh-huh. But if he wasn't able to get up or sit up or anything all morning, he just...
laid in bed.
Huh?
Lay in bed.
Okay. And talk about something that you'd see in your sleep. You'd say, this is what I...
dreamed.
And often when I go to sleep, I...
dream.
But I can't always remember what I have...
dreamed.
You say, I dreamed I was falling, but just when I was about to hit the ground, I...
jumped and woke up.
Okay. And she walked up to the altar and she what down?
Walked up to the altar.
And then she
nailed.
And if you bring your foot down heavy on the floor, you say you what the floor? You go like this, you
stone.
And if you saw a friend walking somewhere, walking home, and you had your car, you'd say, can I walk you home?
Can I carry you home and give you a ride?
And to get something to come towards you, you take hold of it and
pull.
And the other way would be
push.
And if you had a sack of groceries and didn't have your car, you'd say you picked it up in
arms
and did what?
Well, I picked it up and carried it home.
Anything else you'd say besides carried it?
I don't know.
What about towed it or packed it? Or?
Well, that's not right. That most of us use those words, but it's not right.
They use what?
Towed and packed.
Do you have to have your arms around it to tote it or to pack it?
No, you don't have to. You can put it in your pocket and pack it.
It doesn't have to be something heavy, then?
Yeah.
You tell a child, now that stove is very hot, so...
don't touch it.
And if you needed a hammer, you'd tell someone, go...
bring me the hammer.
And if we were planning to meet somewhere, I'd say, well, you don't have to hurry. If I get there first, I'll...
wait.
Wait. What you... I'll wait.
Wait for you.
And if you were about to punish a child, you might ask you not to punish him. Just give me one more
chance.
And someone who always catches on to a joke and always sees the funny side of things, he's got a good sense of
humor.
And you'd say, well, we've got termites now, but I'm sure the exterminating company can get...
I don't know what you... just don't quite understand that.
Well, you say, well, we have termites now, but I'll call the exterminating company and they'll be able to...
exterminate them.
Or to get... what of them to get? Do you ever say to get rid of them or to get shed of them?
Get rid of them. I use that word a lot.
What about get shed of? Do you ever hear that?
No. I've heard it, but I don't use it.
And
I've got roaches sometimes that come in out from the outside, and I say, well, I'm going to put out some roach tablets and get rid of them.
You say, a child left her pencil on the desk and she came back and didn't find it there. She'd say, I bet somebody
took it or stole it.
And if a child learned something new, like maybe learned a whistle, you might ask, who?
Who taught you?
And